here's a story from The World.
Brazil got off to a slow start with COVID vaccinations, but the country seems to have so far avoided a Delta surge, in large part because roughly 76% of Brazilians have now gotten at least one jab. That's about 7 percentage points higher than the United States. Many Brazilians give credit for their unexpectedly successful vaccination campaign in part to a cartoon character. Michael Fox has that story.
Some of the earliest childhood memories for many Brazilian kids sound something like this.
Papai Noel tá me dizendo que ele veio em setembro porque ele tem uma grande...
In this video from a few years back, a life-sized white teardrop-shaped figure stands before a crowd of kids. He wears a huge smile and the logo of Brazil's universal healthcare system, SUS.
Qual é o nome dele? Zé Gotinha!
What's his name? Says a man on the mic. Zé Gotinha! Shout the kids. That's right. Zé Gotinha. I guess you could translate that as Joe the Droplet. He's like Smokey the Bear for Brazil's vaccination program. He's shaped like a drop of liquid because that's how the polio vaccine was administered in Brazil back in the 1980s. And he's been a huge part of the country's world-renowned vaccination program over the last three decades, making appearances at health clinics and vaccination drives across the country.
Então, assim, não tem nada que descreva a vacinação como uma coisa boa.
There is nothing better to show the world that vaccinating is good, says Wassim Syed. He's a Brazilian health researcher and a member of the pro-vaccine union. I grew up with Zé Gotinha, he says. I remember taking my vaccine. I remember hugging people dressed up as Zé Gotinha. The character made his debut shortly after the end of the Brazilian dictatorship in 1985, at a time when Brazil was fighting a losing battle against polio and other infectious diseases. Parents and children were suspicious of government vaccination efforts. Darlan Rosa is a sculptor and the artist who created Zé Gotinha. He says the army was involved in the vaccination program then, and they were pretty heavy-handed. When children heard they were coming, they hid. There was a lot of resistance because of the lack of information, he says.
Era uma forma de comunicar com a criança.
Darlan Rosa says, I created Zé Gotinha as a way to communicate with the children. That was my goal, so that a child would say, Dad, today's vaccination day. Would you bring me to the health clinic to see Zé Gotinha? He says. It worked. According to Rosa, in the era of polio, Brazil vaccinated as many as 20 million children on a single day. The disease was eradicated in Brazil by 1990.
Era uma vez num castelo bem distante, onde nasceu bonequinho muito simpático.
In this cartoon from the same year, Zé Gotinha looks a little like Casper the Friendly Ghost, but with a pointier head. He dances through a neighborhood protecting children from these ugly monsters who are stand-ins for infectious diseases like polio, tetanus, or the measles. Today, three generations of Brazilians have grown up with Zé Gotinha. Many say the little guy is responsible for the country's overwhelming vaccine acceptance, despite resistance from President Jair Bolsonaro and some of his supporters.
A vacina uma vez certificada pela Anvisa vai ser...
Bolsonaro has long said he will not be vaccinated. Last year, he rejected early offers to purchase vaccines from Pfizer and other companies and joked that the COVID-19 vaccine might turn you into a crocodile. In late October, Facebook removed a video where he falsely claimed the shot could cause AIDS.
Isso tem sido muito bom porque a gente vê que...
Researcher Wassim Syed says, we have seen that although there has been this anti-vax discourse, people are still going out and getting vaccinated. And that's also due to Zé Gotinha and this whole campaign going back years showing the people that vaccines are good, he says. But despite the progress, still there is resistance. Renata Rivera is a São Paulo-based doctor.
E na verdade hoje nós atravessamos uma crise, não somente contra a vacinação.
We're going through a crisis, not just with vaccinations against COVID, but also a crisis over the coverage of the other vaccinations. We've been losing ground against polio, tuberculosis, and the measles. The truth is that not even Zé Gotinha seems to be able to help jumpstart Brazil's immunization program, Renata says. That might be because the character has been largely absent under the Bolsonaro government, which has refused to use Zé Gotinha to promote health safety and COVID-19 vaccinations.
Cadê o Zé Gotinha? Cadê o nosso querido Zé Gotinha?
Where's Zé Gotinha? Former President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva asked supporters in March. Where's our beloved Zé Gotinha? Bolsonaro sent him away because he said he was a leftist, Lula said. The same month, Jair Bolsonaro's son Eduardo, who's a senator, tried to rebrand the lovable character. He tweeted out a picture of Zé Gotinha holding a syringe like a machine gun the president's signature pose.
Eu fiquei muito indignado, e aí eu fui para as redes sociais.
I was so angry, says Zé Gotinha's creator Darlan Rosa. Everyone was. I still get choked up. On social media, there was a huge response in Zé Gotinha's defense. These are the children from yesterday, the parents of today, vaccinated by Zé Gotinha. Rosa says he's concerned about the anti-vax movement, particularly in the United States, where he has two grandchildren. I just want everyone to be protected, he says. That's what Zé Gotinha wants, too. For The World, I'm Michael Fox. From Pete.